Hey everyone, good morning again. This is Pastor Mark Campbell. It's so good to be back with you and ready to share with you another morning devotion. And I hope and pray that your week is going well. Yeah, I know that throughout the week, difficult times come. And just as we said, we lost assistant principal here in our community, and a lot of hearts were touched by the man and were broken over that. But you know, I'm still praying you're having a good week. And so today we're going to continue talking about changing our ending. We've talked about how that in order to change your ending, that you need to begin to do some things differently. So it ought to go without saying that if you want to change things, you need to change actions. So today we're going to look at the negative side of this thought. We're going to just look at how Paul described the actions that we need to remove from our lives. Again, if we're going to change things to change our ending, then as we look into the scripture, we know that there's some actions that God says we need to move. So we want to understand that God is very concerned about the way we live as his people. Remember, God said, "Be holy for I'm holy." And in order to be holy, we can't continue on with evil or unholy actions in our life. So throughout the scripture, we see instruction given to God's people about changing the way they think and changing the way that they live. And so today, Colossians in chapter number 3 will be our guidebook for this discussion. And so as I get there real quick on the computer, let's look at Colossians chapter 3. It says in verse number 5, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience, in which you also walked some time when you lived in them. But now you also put off all of these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds." And so we're going to see that this is Paul's instruction to the Colossians to put off the old man with his deeds, to put off removing the unholy actions from our lives. And the whole point is, let's remember, why do I want to put off the old man? Why do I want to put off unholy actions out of my life? It's because my goal is to change my ending. I want things to be different in my life. I want things to be different in my future. And so then I'm going to change the way I live. So as we look at this, Paul does tell the Colossians that they need to mortify the deeds of the body. Now, the word mortify means to deaden or to deprive of life. So when I think of deaden, I think about that procedure that people have when they go in and they need to burn a part of their heart to stop the extra electrical charges. So the doctor goes in and burns that spot on their heart where the electrical charges are originating. He deadens the source of the extra charges. So in our lives, we want to know that we need to deaden the source of those unholy actions. Also, we understand that the definition of mortify is to deprive of life. And so we think about how we need to respond to the works of the flesh which hinder our work or our walk with Christ, and we either deaden them or we deprive them of life. How do we deprive life of the works of the flesh? How do we do that? How do we deprive the works of the flesh of life? Well, we do that by stopping feeding them. As Christians, we need to think about the ways that we may be feeding these fleshly actions, whether it's by media that we allow in our life, social media, music, television, relationships, there's many places where these unholy actions, we can feed these unholy actions on our lives. And so therefore we need to think about ways that we might need to stop feeding these fleshly actions. Now, I'm not going to be able to go in depth into all of the actions that Paul described here, but my desire is that as we go through this devotion, that you will consider your life and you will consider your actions. And then you'll consider how you might mortify the deeds of the flesh as you think about these actions and where they might be present in your life. And you might begin to examine your life, to investigate where these actions might be. And as we discuss these very briefly, you might think about how to remove those out of your life. So why should we consider mortifying the deeds of the flesh? Well, as our text said, as we read, because of these things, the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience. God's not pleased with these actions of the flesh. You can't walk in these actions of the flesh and be pleasing to God. And you definitely don't want to face the wrath of God. So if I want to keep myself out of the place of discipline by God, I need to remove these out of my life. So Paul goes on to list these actions of the flesh which we should mortify or put off or put away. And again, you get to the point where you think about that these actions should not be present in the life of a believer. As a matter of fact, when Paul was sharing these thoughts with the Ephesians, he said, Let it not be named once among you as becometh saints. So Paul's saying there's some things, as saints of God, that these things should not even be present in our life. If you want to change your ending, you need to change your actions. You need to recognize that there's some things in your life that should not even be present, shouldn't even be named among you. Paul gives that list to the Colossians, and we can divide that list into three categories. First, there's sins of the flesh or the passions, and he mentions fornication. What he means is sexual sin, impurity, a passion, longing for that which is forbidden, covetousness. We could go into these more in depth, but we, for sake of time, will not do that. The sins of the temper will be next, which is desiring vengeance, wrath, which is the violent passion of anger expressed with ungovernable passion, fierceness, and malice, a desire to injure. And then the sins of the tongue, blasphemy, whether you're talking of God or talking of man, speaking evil of someone is what that is. Vile conversation is whatever hurts the feelings and shocks the sense of propriety, and then lying, bearing false witness. Those things should be removed from our lives. Again, if you're going to change your ending, you're going to change your actions. You can't do what you've always done, or you're going to get what you always got. So you need to change some things about your life, and that means in the negative, removing some things from our lives. So if you're going to change your ending, you'll need to change your doing. And in order to change your doing, you will need to examine your life, search for these actions, remove them, mortify them, and crucifying the flesh. So let's pray. Today, Lord, we come to you asking you to search our hearts as David asked you to search his. God, I pray the Holy Spirit will enlighten us to our actions. I pray the Holy Spirit will convict us if these are present. I pray, God, that as we confess these sins in our life, you will be faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, help us to remember, as the psalmist says in Psalm 24, that the only ones who can ascend to your holy hill and stand in your holy place are those who have clean hands and a pure heart. Lord, cleanse us so we can ascend into your presence, we pray. Lord, I pray that you will not be very far from us this week as we seek your presence. Lord, help us to seek your presence this morning. Bless those today who are desiring a closer walk with you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I know some of you tuned into Just Jerry Live because of a suggestion. Let me give you another podcast that I'll listen to. This is about 6 or 7 minutes, maybe a little less every day. It's called Pray the Word with David Platt. Again, Pray the Word with David Platt. It's somewhat the same format that we're using for our little podcast, so maybe that'll be a blessing to you also. So again, thank you for tuning in to our daily devotion. And until tomorrow, Pastor Mark Campbell saying, God bless you. You have a great day.